aside from actually defaulting, what sort of risk are we running for the economy by edging as close as we are?
So speaking about the impact of, let's say, a short-term default or just moving up to the edge of it, what you would have is just a lot of increased uncertainty in financial markets. The treasuries are used as collateral in a lot of the short-term financial markets, you know, money markets in particular. And so once you have a lot of uncertainty about whether you will be paying coupons or rolling over debt, then the whole system for firms to be able to borrow and lend short-term is going to grind to a halt. Or, at the very least, it's going to be a lot of uncertainty, so interest rates will spike up all along the way.
So we're some 57 hours out from the potential default.
Let me say, it's you have to be a little bit more specific. It's true that we'll hit the debt ceiling, which means that then the Treasury won't be able to increase the amount of debt that it has outstanding. Now, what it could still do is, as debt matures, it could, some debt gets retired, and then they could roll it over by issuing new short-term debt. But it would still have to stay under that limit. And that means that given the cash that's on hand, the Treasury could still continue operations paying some of the bills until, you know, somewhere towards the end of the month. But for sure, at the end of the month, then Treasury will be essentially out of cash and out of borrowing authority. And then there's no way that you can both pay interest and pay the other obligations that the Treasury has.
Not to mention what sort of message that situation, might send to the markets.
Exactly. I mean, I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of uncertainty and fear, which so far you haven't seen an awful lot of, but I think as it becomes apparent that it's very hard to get an agreement between the various parties in Washington, D.C., and that time is short, you can't do these things instantaneously, I expect a lot more volatility.
Do you have any thoughts as to what the best possible, are we going to get a resolution to this?
I think that we will get some sort of resolution, but my guess is that it won't be timely enough so that we don't have some self-inflicted harm. I mean, the point is that the markets are going to be roiled considerably at exactly a time where you don't need the markets to be roiled. And, it may be that the very fact that you edge up to the precipice means that everybody is going to require a higher rate of return than they otherwise would have to hold U.S. Treasuries. I mean, that's from domestic participants to, foreign participants, that is, other countries that hold our debt as foreign exchange reserves, for instance. And that just can't be good. That's going to raise the borrowing costs of the U.S. government relative to what it otherwise would have been. In fact, back in 2011, we didn't go up to the exact precipice, but pretty close, and the government accountability office has estimated that that raised the borrowing costs for the U.S. government in that year alone, so by billions. So I think it's something that we have to worry about.
Very good. I appreciate you taking the call this afternoon.
Okay, my pleasure.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.